Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
And we continue with our American stories. And up next, we continue with our recurring series about the curious origins of everyday sayings. Here to join us once again is Andrew Thompson, as he continues to share another slice from his ultimate guide to understanding these many mysteries of the English language.
The expression, "has a cat got your tongue," normally said to someone who's not saying too much, has got nautical origins. It began in the 17th century when the British Navy used a whip called the Cat o' Nine Tails for administering physical punishment aboard ships. The whip was multi-tailed and inflicted incredible pain on the victim. When sailors were flogged, the pain was often so severe that it rendered the victim speechless. So the Cat of Nine Tails whip had taken away the sailor's tongue. A catch-22 situation is a common expression to mean an impossible dilemma or a no-win situation. And it began with the 1961 book of that name by Joseph Heller. The plot of that book was that it was set on a US Air Force base during World War II, and the pilots were desperate to be exempted from flying dangerous missions. The catch was that the pilots had to be mad to fly another mission, but by applying for an exemption on the grounds of insanity, the applicant proved himself to actually be sane, so either way he had to continue flying. Incidentally, the title of the book began as Catch 18 and went through various numbers before Heller settled on Catch 22. But that title has now become a very common expression. To be caught red-handed is to be caught in the act, like the criminal was caught red-handed coming out of the store with stolen goods. It's occasionally used in its Latin form, which is in flagrante delicto, and it derives from the 15th century in Scotland, where legislation at the time referred to red hand in relation to offences where the perpetrator was caught in the act. This stemmed from the evidentiary requirement of needing to find actual blood on the hands of anyone accused of poaching. There was actually a Scottish legal commentary from 1674 that stated, "If he be not taken red hand, the sheriff cannot proceed against him." The expression was changed to being caught red handed by Sir Walter Scott in his 1819 book Ivanhoe, and that popularised the saying. To have a chip on your shoulder means you've got an inferiority complex or a perceived grievance. And it began in the schoolyards of America in the 19th century. If two boys argued and one wanted to challenge the other to a fight, he would place an actual chip of wood, usually a piece of bark or a small stick, on his shoulder and dare the other to knock it off. If the challenge was taken up and the chip was knocked off, a proper fight would go on. This practice of spoiling for a fight by having a chip on your shoulder soon developed into the well-known expression. To say close but no cigar means to fall just short of success. And it's an expression that has American origins. In the fairgrounds and circuses in the 19th century, there were sideshows with competitions that involved hitting a hammer against a pad to make a bell ring, shooting galleries, and throwing down moving pins. The main prize offered for winning these competitions was usually a large Havana cigar, which was much sought after at the time. Contestants who just missed out on winning would hear the phrase, "close but no cigar," and that saying became colloquially used in America by the 1930s. To be on cloud nine means to be in a state of extreme happiness or contentment, and it began in the 1930s. Between that time and the 1950s, the US Weather Bureau divided clouds into nine classes. The highest class, cloud nine, was the big white fluffy cloud, which reached up to 4,000 feet in height. Because of their height and attractive nature, to be on cloud nine came to symbolise floating in a carefree manner, and that's where the expression comes from. To have cold feet means to lose your nerves or have doubts about a situation, and it's often used in relation to marriage. The expression has literary beginnings. It was first used in 1862 in the novel Seed, Time and Harvest by the German writer Fritz Reuter. In that book, a card player on a bad streak is scared he's going to lose all his money, but instead of conceding defeat and walking away with dignity, he withdraws from the game, claiming that his feet were cold, making him unable to concentrate. So the phrase eventually came to mean backing out of any situation through a loss of nerve. To come up to scratch means to meet a required standard, and it has its origins in the days of bare-knuckle boxing. Fights used to take place in a large circle drawn in the dirt, which is why it's called a boxing ring today. And across the middle of the ring, another line was drawn or scratched, and the boxers faced off while standing on either side of it. If a boxer was knocked down, he was given a 30-second count to come up to scratch and present himself as fit and willing to continue the fight. If the boxer was unable to come up to scratch, the fight was over and he was declared the loser. The expression "couldn't swing a cat" means a small and confined space. Like you might say the apartment was nice, but it was so small you couldn't swing a cat. Many believe this expression dates from the 17th century and relates to the cat-o'-nine-tails whip that were used on decks, meaning that it was too small to swing the whip. But it actually derives from a bizarre form of sport at country festivals years ago in England, where live cats would be swung around by the tail and hurled into the air as targets for archers to hit. It was a popular spectacle, so if a festival was crowded, it was said that there wasn't enough room to swing a cat. A crew cut is a closely cropped male haircut, and while many associated with the military where the style is common, it actually originated with the sport of rowing. In the 1940s, university rowers at Yale and Harvard began wearing their hair cropped very short on the back and sides, with a slightly longer brush-like top. The style was soon adopted by other sportsmen at the university, but it was the rowing crews who set the trend, and it was known as the crew cut for that reason. To curry favour means doing acts in an attempt to gain support or favour, and the expression has nothing to do with Indian food, but it evolved from the 1310 French poem, which translates as "The Romance of Faville." When someone grooms and dresses a horse, it is known as currying, and in the poem, Favelle was the name of a vain and ambitious half-man, half-horse who deceives the leaders of the state. In order to bow to Favelle and keep on his good side, the people would stroke and groom his coat. They were currying Favelle. Eventually, this became currying favour. To cut and run means to avoid a difficult situation by abruptly leaving. And it derives from the 1700s from the nautical world, where ankle cables of ships were made of rope. To raise an anchor took significant time and effort, especially in deep water. So if a ship suddenly came under attack whilst anchored, the time taken to raise the anchor could be costly. So to save time and escape with minimal damage, the crew would cut the anchor rope with an axe and allow the ship to run with the wind and escape to safety. The expression started being used figuratively by 1861 when Charles Dickens used it in his novel Great Expectations. If you say to someone, "cut to the chase," what you're meaning is get to the point or speed it up. And this expression originated in the world of cinematography, specifically the silent films of the 1920s. In the early American film industry, many silent films had long-winded romantic storylines, but ended up in an exciting car chase sequence. A viewer who was bored and wanted to see the action might say to cut to the chase in a plea for the projectionist to jump forward to the dramatic scene. This has continued to modern times, where movie executives sometimes ask for a film to be advanced to the key scene so that they can make a quick assessment of its prospects.
A special thanks to Greg for finding that piece and to Andrew Thompson for sharing the stories of these phrases and everyday sayings. And if you want to learn more and read more, get Andrew's book. And again, it's Andrew Thompson. And the book is Hair of the Dog to Paint the Town Red, The Curious Origins of Everyday Sayings and Fun Phrases. And we love drilling down on, well, just storytelling about all kinds of things and, well, why not our language? And so much of it comes from, as we would call it, the home country, and that's England. You know, the great George Bernard Shaw once said, England and America are two countries separated by a common language. He was being funny, of course. But the fact of the matter is, English is not just the American language, the official American language, but now almost the official world language because of us and our relationship with England. The story of curious origins of everyday sayings and fun phrases here on Our American Stories.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.